Hello, everyone. This is extended extension of Chill Hour Feral Cultural Risket. We have for us all some beautiful continued quotes from the Dark Triad subculture section. You have to excuse my voice. It's 2:33 a.m. and I haven't had any water. I really should try some right now, definitely. Okay. Gotta eat the pecker, you know? So I'm glad that we thought about doing this. It took us like two or maybe one whole hour, like 1 hour and 32 minutes exactly to, come with the final conclusion that we wanted to get the positive feed of making this extension. We thank you all for being here. We are live. So let's go with our first quote of the extension of Chills Hour. It's about the gang and bang. We'll say it again. It's about the gang and bang. Now that one makes me want to tear up. Bang, I can't even talk about it on here. That one is just like solidifying like the beginning of this awesome extension. Next quote. Shut up, I talk. Ukraine and Russia crisis. Oh my. Do you get that one? When I made that one, I remember how I wrote it. I put an upside down cross next to it within like an accent at the very bottom part of the cross. And like it meant a lot to me. The actual expression and abbreviation of it was shut up, I talk. And then Ukraine and Russia crisis. And I was like, they sound the same. That one was a solidification of Dark Triad in my favor of divinations. On to our third one. Yay, singing. Gay. I love Spanish. I love Latin. I love adding it to my language. I love having my own language to myself to be like creative of. Not like in a isolating way, but I like to use yay or yai, which is YUY, and that means like one of my excited schizophrenic moments that happens when like we both realize something funny just happened, and like it was just normal. So that's why I was like, gay, like what happened, like. Like sing, because the singing, and then the singing was in, like, little kind of bracket things, is a greater than and less than signs, and then question marks. It was K, My next one is Day one after Xanax experience. I think I'm coming up. Hee hee ha. That was one of my nice Dark Triad subcultural quotes, because I think I'm coming up was my favorite realization for when I took my Xanax experience. The day I wrote this quote, I actually didn't feel groggy or like a sobby feeling within myself while I was on the Xanax. And the experience was literally like I was like one with the schizophrenia in a meditative state where it was just moving slowly. So I was like more clear-minded. And I was like, damn, how can I get prescribed this, you know? And yeah, I am saying explicitly, I had found some Xanax. I did. This is one of the top artery pieces to this quote. And how subtle could it be, being in my Dark Triad subculture section? Again, day one after Xanax, I think I'm coming up. Yeah. All right, here we go with the next one. Got him stoned. I just broke another bone. Mama left, ain't coming home. That one actually has me more so like, dude, you gotta know that like the best parts of it is like the parts that you stay solidifying. Let's say it again. Got him stoned. I just broke another bone. Mama left, ain't coming home. That's Dark Triad, seriously, you guys. Don't bring that one with you, even though like it's pretty dark, but like I said, this is the extension and we may speak on it. Let's go ahead and drop down on this one. Got him stoned, I just broke another bone. Mama left, ain't coming home. What do we say about, knowing when to leave the carriage or uncarry the reconciliation of more than just as at, feet, So if it's at feet already, then restriction is only acknowledgeable as discrete, extra credit. Like, it's imposed to be a tax. Mama left ain't coming home. I just broke another bone, Like, and the first one was got him stoned, Like, if you really want to suck that in, like, to drink a sip, I feel like I like calculated this one to where like evidentially I can, just stop right there and let you guys bring that one with you if you want. Got him stoned. I just broke another bone. Mama left, ain't coming home. Dude. Are you gonna like this one? Uday, oneself raised. Uda is part of my language that I have been creating imaginatively. Imaginatively, it's a pronoun for those that I believe follow in the same direction that I progress each day. Maybe articulately, but you know, speculatively, evidentially. It's more so of the reason why I like to forward it as a entitlement that's, you know, veiling itself, that it has its own prefixes and suffixes like his and its, and you know, like it's becoming that quote was a definition. This time, you know, this is Dark Triad Subculture quotes, and I thought to myself, maybe artistically, quotes don't just have to be a sentence or a poem, you know, in the sincerity of length and tone. So this is quote finition. Should I write that down? Like, seriously, like, quotient? Quotient. Quoted definition. That's so, like, intriguing, you guys. I interest myself a lot because I stumble upon things while doing what I consider is necessary for my and others' physical and mental health, like positively, like in that sense of like what kind of negative and stuff like that. So I like go beyond the breakage, you know, and I just happen to come up with something called a quotient, a quoted definition off of my quote in the Dark Triad Subculture, Ude, one self-raised. Fuck. Everyone, we're now just gonna go on to our next, but not final, quote. The motion is boring. Dot, 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 with a slash at the end of the third dot. The motion is boring. Wow. 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 We have to literally confiscate this whole, we're gonna, everyone, if you did with me, I understand, you understand, but for those that did not understand this content just now, at that peak, at that climax, listen back to the quotes all and their evaluations and speculate that very last one that just was made Ooh, that just was said. I did not just make it. That one was actually, that one has been there as well. But I really want you to go back and just hear how that one came so perfectly to like conclude like all of the rest of them that we've had on this extended episode. Again, the motion is boring, dot 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 with a slash in between the dot. Three dots would have meant like, like on like next thing, like next thing is like damn, like it could be something, but like it's gotta be like intriguing. Like it's more interesting than you would think. It's like, like gossipy. So the slash at the end of the third one makes it just two. Even though the third one's showing, it's only two periods showing like that dominant recessive, like, one is like regular, so two is like, okay, this was like nothing after this. Like, this was the last part. This was the end. Like, in the front, it was dot, dot, dot of the motion is boring. Then it was dot, dot, dot with a slash. So it's dot, dot with a slash. So it's dot, dot, meaning the very end of the text message. This is the important part. The motion is boring. The reason I put the slash in between the third period was literally for that reason that we just evaluated. This activity summed up itself with a beautiful summary to the conclusion of that should be our last. Actually, but saving for another episode, not final quote of artillery. We really, and I speak for all of us in ZXNS, we really want to thank you guys for being here. We want to thank you guys for giving us positive feed to even get this drafted, man. Honestly, I felt really good to focus on, putting this out. So that part about drafting it, we're gonna slide on past that and go ahead and just introduce this as the Chills Hour extension. I would love to give you guys the next few quotes under the Dark Triad subculture category, but there is time. We will see if we can make extension number two. We'll see you in a moment. Is Puddles this time. Straight Perso. We decided. We took it straight to the fucking. Ooh, the knee pain. I'm telling you. We took it straight to the knee pain. And we're Lowe's past sitting ducks. We smoked our way through D.E.'s chewing tobacco, which is Dad's chewing tobacco, by the way. And yes, that is the theory for the opening statement, we're gonna go ahead and give our last bits, quotes, of the Dark Triad subculture category. Yes, we are elongating this extension to a part two. Hey everyone, here we are. It's like that time where we pull out the finishing touches, get ourselves settled on down. It is still the chills hour. Here we are. Quote number one. I'm trying to get dollars and get some faces. Signed by Phantom with an upside down H. I'm trying to get, China is spelled TRYNA. I'm trying to get dollars and get some faces. Okay, truly, when I look back at stuff like this, these coincidences that I scribble down, I feel don't feel crappy for reconciling these pages. Let's go to the next one. Signed Phantom. That's one of my most like closed captioned mental personalities. Phantom. We'll get more into that. Maybe next episode. That's a good idea for, but we get enough views. We get enough views this episode. This is gonna be for all of us, and you too. This is for you too. The listeners, all of us together. We're in this together. MIA, mental illness awareness. We have enough views. I'm gonna do a special treatment episode, dearly to everyone, like a bi like bioing myself in the sense of like only like exclusively undisclosed Phantom. I shall not say any more until further view statistics. Rationalities at this very moment right now, let's get into the next quote. Don't call me a clown with an upward question mark in front of the quote and a upside down question mark or Spanish upside down question mark at the end. Don't call me a clown. I really want to focus on that one right now. That one meant so much to me, and I put that in Dark Triad subculture because that the you gotta understand, like, immediately you become like this moderate person, fantasized, like, as a fantastic, it's weird because, like, it's like one thing means most things, and then, like, one, like, word means, like, way less than acknowledgeable. And then this is a sense of like the word clown, and then because it's in the question way, like that, how it's like questioning, don't call me a clown. Like it's like I had my Pierrot inside of that writing of that quote. The reason behind putting the question marks in like that Spanish context, but backwards was because, like, at the end, it's more so like a little like slang, like, because it's the word clown. So I'm like, you should put that question mark over there, you know, like that is like a fucked up like term for like, you know, like people take their time, you know, doing stuff like, you know, costume, you know, modification, like it's, you know, like all the way to the fact of like just being like naturally, you know, like who they are, which kind of, you know, solidify. Like if I was to, you know, because I'm schizophrenic, I don't want to say it, but like I have a lot of moments. Like and yeah, I'm a guy. And no, not because I'm gay, I can be, I'm trying to say, oh, I'm like a blonde, no. Or like I'm saying I have the past to say it. Like I really fucking have that thing where it's like, fuck, dude, like I feel like a fucking blonde. Like I can't even say blonde. Like I don't wanna go any further than that, but like, you know, like I'm fucking brown haired and like hazel-eyed, you know, like don't call me a clown. Like I don't even be like looking at myself being like, oh, I look good, you should be like addressing me like this and like that. Like I be feeling like, you know, everybody should get addressed like in one type of order, like in accordance to like, you know, like sincerity to just natural life itself being, you know, supposed to be like in sanity. Like, so it's like, you know, I in space sanity. Don't call me a clown. I'm just, when I made that, it was because I like, not that I like, but I focal point the incision that I don't condone myself to speaking about it. I just rather say that it's undecided that I'm dumb, but it's unprecedented that I prove that I'm not slow as fuck. And I don't be catching it. So, anyway, clown got the Latin question mark next to it. And don't had the regular. Don't is English. So, hey, don't call me a clown. And now we're on our third. Here's the third one. Aye, yay, 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 yay. That's literally what it says. Either I, or actually, because it's first an upside down exclamation point, and then it's A, because I know I is A Y. I just found out I is A Y. So it's actually a misspell, and I actually put A, yay. And then there's an upward exclamation mark at the end. So, yay. Okay. I was being slangish with it because I put it in Spanish. Marking exclamation marks in between Spanish exclamation marks. Oh my gosh. So what did I mean on that when I addressed the company? Oh, the spiciness of just knowing, like, because I seen the word clown, so I had to have thought about like an actual one. And then next I was like the I and all that, like a clown, like imagine, like I can only imagine like the beauty of a clown in the sense of like, what if me and my husband had to be like that, like the clown. And I'm like, it's weird because I kind of like think like that, we're really not, but like if we were, it'd be like cool. And I think me myself personally, I put myself into like, and I don't want anyone to like try to, take this and like it's a sedative that, can, kindle, they can kindle your intuition to definitions of clowns. But mine is intuitive, closer to a Latin moral of, mortality. I feel more so like the guy that fucking is like, it's weird. I can't really talk about it. I don't even know. Like, I just really think it's that part, this quote. I really just think it's that reasoning that I was being schizophrenic and definitely going through one of those why moments, and I had to go I, but I fucking did, and how I spelled it was like A. So, that's just like probably the very beginning of me trying to type or write in Spanish, and I happened to misspell inside of one of my own my creative quotes, and that's what we're doing in my artery. That's a good, that's deep enough for me. That was close enough to what fully I do know of this quote that I put down. And now we'll go to our fourth. I like this one. I put on, I didn't do it yet, I'm sorry. Here it is, right now. I put on my balaclava during the Ukraine and Russia crisis. This one stays in the dark triad subculture, bringing us back to the existence of the sincerity and seriousness behind the artistic work of me making these quotes, and via categorizing them as a dark triad subcultural type of quote. I just combined a lot of emotions inside of that quote, and I'll say it again. I put on my balaclava during the Ukraine and Russia crisis. My balaclava, if you don't know what a balaclava is, it's, you definitely should look one up and, go ahead and see for yourself. I'm not one to spoil a surprise. I can only say, like, it's the one true thing that I can say anything inside of. It's the one true reality piece that I consider, in my own schizophrenic way, like, so dark child, right? Wise, it's my helmet, like, and the worst part is that I literally, been putting it on like during the Ukraine and Russia crisis because, I was going through it, seeing what was happening, it wasn't one side that you could cho you could, begin, experimenting or estimating into, it just, you had to become more coherent to everything. You had to become more dominant towards yourself about the realization of what was actually taking place. And what better than to wear my balaclava was my consideration to the fact that I did not want to speak. I could only see. I did not want to speak. I could only see. So again, I put on my balaclava during the Ukraine and Russia crisis. That is the fourth quote on part two of the extension of Chill's Hour. And I really think that that one created a hard chill. We have three more quotes. On our fifth, and yes, I did have to count it. On our fifth quote, we get two. Crossing me, so don't you dark to me. Let's do that again. Crossing me, so don't you dark to me. This is where we engrave the filling print. This is where we understand that our book is considered our own realistic energy, right? You know, crossing me, so don't you dark to me. The worst part is how it's a double twist, and all it contains is DNA. This quote is conceptual to a psychiatric diagnosis of schizophrenia. Truth be told, it is truly a dark child subcultural quote. Crossing me, it's not a question, so it's crossing me. So don't you dark to me. I'm literally saying, you're going to cross me, so don't you tell me what hurts, what is painful, what will tear me apart, what I can't endure. Realistically, that is the statistic of that quote. That one makes you want to cry. One last time. Crossing me. So don't you dark to me. We go on to our sixth quote. Air. Water-like. Haida. Breathe. Right side up cross. Drawn right next to it. So this was more evaluative in the respect that, you know, there can be a word that doesn't really involve substantiality to someone being uncollective of the word or the specialization of the definition. And that's the reason why the right side of the cross is there. So it shows that this is a good thing to say. It's another definition, but with it goes air, water-like, comma, Haida, period, 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 breathe, and then that cross. What is error? I mean, I honestly tell you, my husband is air. My husband is my air. And the thing is, I am water to his air. It says water-like, and then comma, Haida, which is one of my favorite names. So it'd be so cool if like we had a kid named Haida, not my name be Haida. Like, I just like the whole thing about like, I like the fact that I can like connect to like how I like a name, and I kind of like keep it for myself for senses that it's not mine. So like water like Haida, and then the three periods show like the text message part where I got that sincerity, that extremity where I'm like breathe, and the upright cross to show the evaluation of like everything's fine, like this is like on a good term. I will never have the name I like. I'm so serious. Like, I never wanna like I'm you don't even get it. Like, my daughter would our daughter would be named Haida. Me and air, water like Haida, breathe like she's air, you know? She's like air and water. She's air and water, and like that's the only thing to understand. Like, in between this quote is like not only that, but like I have to like shut it down too and like hide it out. It's fucking understanding. It's like some new kind of like grammar. I mean, or grammar. 'Cause it's like air, and then it shows that slash sign that. And indention, I don't know. No, an indention is like when you make your first sentence in the next paragraph like a tab over on Microsoft Word. I feel like Windows 7 right now, or like Windows 90. I don't know, bro. But again, air, water like, Haida, dot, breathe. A bright cross. Haida. All right, let's get to this seventh one. Seventh and last, you guys. Stay with us. Right after this one, we're gonna be doing ratings. Just like part one. We're gonna put together, well, I personally am gonna put in each rating of what mental personality I feel is more so of each quote. Back to seven. Hello, lust. I'm considered a baby killer from below. Don't speak. Russian accent. I pure hell. This one is for me and like in regards to my extremity of my homosexuality being a huge, stilled and possibly fully veiled and hidden ad, not admire but like adornment to like our connectivity, Like, and I mean that to the ones that, because I said, let's read it one more time. Hello, lust. I am considered a baby killer from below. Don't speak. Russian accent. I pure hell. The worst thing is that this was me putting. I had the vision that I had when I made this quote was this Russian woman, and she was taking care of a household of a family, and she, finally met somebody that didn't care about her past because she was kind of like a spy, and she had to do so much stuff like that, would be unspeakable or unrecognizable, to a handful, eye. So she like had, I mean, and like I'm saying, like she had like an abortion, like multiple times, and but they were like miscarriages, and the craziest part is like she doesn't go through anything but like just knowing like the next thing is the best thing, and then and it's best that she knows what to do next and stuff like that. So that's why I put the don't speak Russian accent, I pure hell, after she said the, because it's like, what if she came to like, what if she was in the United States, like right after, like right after, I just think like that, like right after Ukraine and Russia happened, like this was a couple, maybe a day or during the same day I made this quote, like during the same one as the fourth quote that I put, which was I put on my balaclava during the Ukraine and Russia crisis. Excuse me. So yeah, this one had really hit home. She said, "I pure hell." You get it? Like she can, and I put that because I was like, she can she can lose babies like that, but. It doesn't do anything but like purify it, or like it's weird. It's almost like she still has like this seeding of becoming like a nun or some shit one day, even like in that same life that she's in right now, like taking care of the fucking house, like telling the fucking kid finally, like in the United States, like, and then he's like, God damn, like. I literally had put myself in them shoes because it would be my creation, because I'm sure there's no fucking like, let's just go ahead and like open up the fucking door right quick and just or before we do these ratings, like we're ending it right now, but before we do these ratings, like damn, there's let's understand like we aren't really, we know that there's not a woman that's fucking out there like that, Again, and we'll start with that one. Number seven. What is number seven? Who do I feel is most commended for number seven? Worst case scenario is I already put it before when I made the quote, and it's exactly who I would say it is. So Puddles. And the worst part is Puddles would be the reason of like where I'm at with it. And just like I said, I do for the that exclusive special, as one of biography of one of my mental personalities. It was that one was hard. Mental personalities. I may do like all of them, It's just keep on guessing, Oh yeah, I remember why we needed to. We're leaving it alone. Let's leave it alone. All right, so number seven, hello lust. I am considered a baby killer from below. Don't speak. I pure hell. Puddles won that one. Yeah, Puddles got that one, dude. Like straight up. All right, we're gonna go from seven down to one. So number six, air, water like Haida, breathe. Upright cross. Damani. Yeah, straight up like my government name. The regular me. Because how it's like not regular format for like writing. It's definitely artistic format for me, and a little, and probably like many you guys, you know, us, you know, like when I hit the me, I don't mean myself. I really love our sensuality of connectivity, and ergo, you know, Damani one, that one. In the sense of voting, feed, reception, perception. Next one, number five, crossing me. So don't you dark to me. Oop. Oop, got that one. Oop, got that one. Crossing me, so don't you dark to me. Yeah, Oop would do that one. Alright, number four. I put on my balaclava during the Ukraine and Russia crisis. Blood. Blood would so do that. Yes. Number three, a yeah. Oh my God, Piper, Piper, dude, yes, Piper. The reason why I say Piper is because that's my main one with like everybody that I've met, like being, you know, fully out there about, you know, this is I'm diagnosed with something, and like I have to acknowledge that before we like before like you accept me in your life, you know, like how, you know, like, you know, there may be like a how, you know. So that quote was like one of my favorite like schizophrenic moments that I could express only in that way. So Piper, when I'm schizophrenic, like I like Piper, but like as you can see, I love all of them. So, but I'll say it like in these ways, you know, I'm like, damn, this is cool. All right, yeah, I can now mechanize favoritism. In a sense, let's get to number two. Don't call me a clown. Oh my, oh my. Oop, this one's oop. That one's hard as shit. That one's hard as shit, man. I'm gonna go with oop though. And as we all remember, number one, numero uno, I'm trying to get dollars and get some faces. Already went to Phantom. Yeah. It was so hard for that Don't Call Me a Clown. Like, I didn't know whether to do Oop or Phantom. I was like, yo, Phantom might get two. Oh my gosh. Like, that one was hard, dude. But I had to go with Oop. On the sense that like Oh my fucking gosh, bro. Like, the worst part about it is I'm so glad that I'm both. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Hey, everyone, that has been part two of our extension of Chills Hour. It is 3:30 a.m. and we are signing out. Next episode, we possibly will be doing a special exclusive on bio of VG members only. We also want to say that our next beautiful subculture category will be revealed in the next episode. So get ready for that, Anfe. This has been Subcultural Quotes, Artery, Dark Triad Subcultural Quotes. We are signing out. ZXNS, Podcast Radio.